Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One of the things that we have learned through being in the ministry of VFN is this industry, what took place. And I remember that we have always been taught that we are a industry 2.0, and just seeing the VFN internship, keep progressing, and just seeing that this is it. This is industry 2.0. So let me just give you a couple facts about Azusa Street. It was birthed in 1906. The leader was William J. Seymour, I believe. And obviously, 1906 was a time of segregation and all that stuff. Just the terrible things that they have done, even including the church. And when he was so hungry for God that when he went to the church, they forced him to go sit outside and look out the window to hear, because the church wouldn't allow him inside the building.
It's crazy.
I know. It's amazing. And I'm going to quote this for you from the VFN Torch. His hunger and desire to know more of God caused him to push through this. It simply didn't affect him. It's just amazing how, after all that rejection, he still didn't matter. He just was so hungry for God.
That's just God in him.
And it's just the Holy Spirit. And William would spend hours praying, seeking the Lord, and reading his Bible. And he preached about the baptisms and the Holy Spirit, and prayed earnestly to move God into his life and use him. And that's one of the things that me and you and all of the interns asked God to use us in many ways that we can't imagine. Imagine just sticking out in the window, just hearing God's voice. That's how hungry he was.
I know. If only America would be like this today.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that how much compassion and hunger we have lost. All these distractions that we are here and having today, it's just amazing about how much hunger this man had. He would spend hours seeking the Lord and reading his Bible. As others were hungry and heard of his hunger, he was invited to the Los Angeles to preach. After only 1 week, he was kicked out. So
one week
he was kicked out. It could be for his color. Just imagine you were invited to preach, and then you were kicked out in less than a week. A week later, you are kicked out because of your skin color.
I know that I would be angry if that happened to me, but he had such God in him that he allowed this anger not to affect him, but he continued on with his ministry, and he didn't let this affect him at all, and he just kept going after it, which was really powerful.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I would be pretty upset. I mean, right now, I would be really upset if that happened. And with no money, imagine being kicked out with no money, no place to sleep. Now he was invited to a home with another man. He would pray, and when he was with the man in the apartment, he would pray up to 7 hours.
Wow.
7 hours. And what we're doing in the prayer fasting community.
Every Monday,
we're praying 24 hours. It's just amazing how what God moves. But 7 hours he would pray. That's amazing. And one time during his prayer time, God spoke to him, to the apartment, to share what the Lord was speaking to him, to share what he was speaking to him. That's part of being a disciple maker. So his burning heart, so this prayer meeting moved to a small home. After that, three women had been praying. So God's in one of his prayer times, God spoke to him to travel to an apartment, a particular apartment, to share what the Lord has been speaking to him. And to his surprise, he was invited by three women that told him that they were praying to God for a revival. It's amazing. And they had such a burning heart as they spoke to him. It just
shows you God's plan.
Yeah, that's it was really interesting. Now this prayer meeting, it was in a small little home. Others also were drawn to their hunger. They were like, man, I want this just by, you know, fellowshipping and all these different things. So imagine you have your little home and then you birth the revival and then crowds were surrounded by the house. Crowds. Imagine your house being surrounded by a whole bunch of people wanting to hear the voice of God. Imagine that. I really want the revival to come to the Gulf Coast, Pensacola, because right now where America's at, we need this. Like, we need a revival. We need to repent. We just need to cry out to God and just praise Him. And to just, the Christians in America, they need to wake up and start making disciples and start a revival. And only God can do that. But once you repent and do all these things, fellowship will start. So crowds surrounded the house. God, you know, he guided William to William J. Seymour with others to a building located Azusa, and that's where this Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles. That's why they call it the Azusa Street Revival. And so they went there. So as a long story short, as they got this new building to fit everyone in, these teenagers would pray alongside him, and what we're doing now with also healing and what we're doing is just amazing. Like, we can do this.
Oh yeah,
we can do this. And
the presence of God in that building, in the Azusa Street building, was so thick that people that hadn't joined the Azusa Street Revival called the fire department because they said that they saw flames running up and down this building. Which just shows you the power of God.
It just shows you the Spirit of God and how much hunger and how much the presence of God was in there. And that's what I want to come to Pensacola. I mean, who wouldn't want that, the presence of God, and just have that type of experience? That would be amazing. And I also heard that they thought it was rushing up and down the building, and they thought it was on fire. Imagine being in a street, and then you see this... And you see this giant building, and then fire is rushing up and down of it. That's amazing. That could turn someone to Jesus in an instant, just seeing by that. And that just goes to show you about it, to see them think, if that could happen, imagine what can happen in my spiritual life. It was amazing.
Lots of
healing took place. Limbs were put back together by young people. Fingers would grow back. Amazing how to see a cut off finger grow back in a supernatural way. And a woman was known in the Azusa Street Revival for bringing teeth back. And what she would do was she'd stick her finger and then she'll put it in someone's mouth and then they'll grow back.
That's incredible.
That's crazy. You know how much faith that is? And it's so simple that we can do this as Christians, and whatever age you are, you can still do this. I mean, if people can do it back then, what's stopping us from doing it now?
I know. And wheelchairs, crutches, and other devices that helped people move around.
They had a particular room. They had a particular room, a giant room that was filled with crutches, crutches, wheelchairs, all these different things, because God was healing people.
Mm-hmm. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.